free will. Free will, if it was absolutely free, think what it would mean. It would mean that we could do anything. That would mean that there are no laws of nature or man-made laws. There's nothing that would constrain us. That would be a chaotic, that would be a random universe. I don't think we live in such a universe. I think we have will in the sense of choice. We can choose among alternatives. And to the extent that we are conscious of the alternatives, our choice can be informed and beneficial. I think we have free will, but it's not an absolutely free will. I'm, for one, happy with that kind of will.
Dr. Laszlo, you're speaking of societies that are getting increasingly complex and further from equilibrium and more unstable. And I don't see any leveling off in your trend there on your graphs. I'm wondering if it is the interdependence of post-industrial society that you think will enable it to reach a new equilibrium, or whether there has to be some other fundamental shift whereby we can overcome this tendency towards further and further instability.
Well, we live in a world that is finite but unbounded, in Einstein's words. But I'm not referring to the universe to which he referred, but to the planet. It's a finite planet, but it's unbounded. Its finiteness means that we have to live together on it, and we cannot, if we don't like each other, always go west, for example. We cannot always go to new territories. We are now inhabiting almost all habitable parts, unless, as our futurists say, we can somehow move to the bottom of this sea.